The auditors said a Topeka district could save thousands of dollars if it replaced some of its school nurses with unlicensed health aides. Parents weren't keen on the idea. But the district superintendent said it's something school boards across the state may have to consider if funding for public education doesn't increase. Chris Tuck, a longtime nurse in another Topeka district, says she knows legislators are focused on getting more K-12 spending into the classroom, but cutting back on nurses would be a mistake.
If they would step back and think that if a child is not healthy and they do not feel safe, it isn't going to matter if they're sitting in that seat at school. What we do as school nurses is we support the teachers to educate the kids.
Tuck said the health needs of the average student have become more complex in her 30 years on the job. Childhood obesity, asthma, and diabetes have all increased during that time. I'm Andy Marceau.